Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it. Were you off yesterday purely because you couldn't face me talking about my starring role in The Bill?
Yeah, that had a lot to do with it, actually.
Right.
It would have just been too much for me to deal with.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, I'm sure you spoke about it all yesterday.
Here's a picture.
Right. You kind of... Yeah.
What?
You just don't look very policeman-y.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
You
look more like a waiter.
I look totally like a policeman.
You don't. Where's your helmet?
I was in a canteen.
What? Yeah, but then you should have it under your arm, shouldn't you? Never let your helmet out of your
sight. Well, there's another policeman next to me. I don't see him with his helmet under his arm.
No, you don't. That's very true. He looks more like a policeman, though.
I don't see that.
He's got a walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Is that what they have still?
Yeah, I had a walkie-talkie as well. God, actually, I'm glad you weren't here yesterday, because I would have just got it all that all day.
Yeah.
So it's probably best that you weren't.
Well, it's probably best we were kept apart yesterday, because you'd have just boasted all the time.
Also, something you did miss yesterday, which was really good, we've been trying to get on You've Been Framed.
Mm-hmm.
See, I look more like a policeman there.
No,
still a waiter.
Why are you hugging another policeman, though? What? Why are you hugging a policeman? Was that part of the storyline? Hug a policeman day at Sun Hill?
he just wanted a picture. We've been trying to get on You've Been Framed, and we've been doing some of our own stunts. You can go online and see them.
Okay.
And what we've done now for you is we put a montage of all of our best ones up online.
Right.
And to make it even easier for Harry Hill, because I know he's a busy man, is what we've done with the montage is put some canned laughter on. And
right.
Also his commentary. We've put Harry on,
that's
see?
It. Keep going.
Can you feel your feet?
So where's the ball? Now let's see if we can... So where's the ball?
Oh, ow.
Wherever he goes, he leaves a trail. Whoops!
Oh. It's my birthday.
Okay.
I've got a cake. What's going to happen next?
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
You missed all this yesterday.
Happy birthday, dear Scott.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, I promise I won't say serve you right about this clip. I absolutely promise.
Lots of lovely whipped cream on the top. Oh, careful with your cake.
Serve you right.
So
I think they're very good.
Thank you.
They're very good.
There's no way we're not going to... Surely, we've got to be on You've Been Framed now. We've added, from previous episodes, Harry Hill's commentary and some canned laughter. We've done all the work for them. Just put it on the TV.
And they're also so incredibly natural.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now, our 12-year-old football expert, it's Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Very good. It all starts tomorrow then, the World Cup.
No. Euro 2008 tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before we get on to that, can I just say I did see you in the Times newspaper today.
Thank you.
A few things, Lloyd.
Yep.
There's a quote in the article, you'll be watching it in the pub tomorrow with a few beers.
Yes.
Where will you really be watching it?
At home. home with my brothers and my sister.
Right, okay.
Not mum and dad, though.
Not mum and dad?
No, they're going to London tomorrow to watch the Foo Fighters.
Are they?
Yes.
So you're home alone?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Is there a party round at yours, then?
Yeah, a big one.
But no, don't say that on Radio 1. That could be disastrous.
No, that's happened before. So, none of the home nations are in this tournament, are they?
No, none of the home nations this year.
So why should we watch it, then?
You can watch it tomorrow for Switzerland against the Czech Republic and Portugal against Turkey.
That's not really making me want to watch at the moment, though, Lloyd. Tell us more reasons.
I'll give you some reasons to support Switzerland.
Oh, yeah?
They make nice cuckoo clocks.
Yeah.
They have great chocolate and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. Are they any good at football?
No, not really.
Is it Switzerland I should support tomorrow, then?
No. The Czech Republic.
Oh.
Why?
Because they drink loads of beer.
Yeah.
It's very scientific, this, Lloyd.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay.
And the second match tomorrow, reasons to support Portugal. I can think of a reason not to.
Yes.
Because Ronaldo plays for Man U.
And the problem with that is what, Lloyd?
And I don't like him.
Right. So that's just reason on its own not to support Portugal.
Yeah, but I might like him in a couple of weeks, if he moves to Real Madrid.
Right. You're so fickle.
Then you'll like him then, will you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll be nice then.
Who are you going to support in this match?
Well, in Portugal against Turkey.
Yeah.
Portugal.
Why?
Because Ronaldo plays for them.
Oh, okay.
But I thought in the beautiful, lovely ladies, but going upstairs on the website that you were doing, Turkey was the fit one.
Becky, don't talk about fit women when Lloyd's listening, honestly.
Yeah. I thought it was
He's
a football
only 12.
Thing.
He doesn't Turkey. Know about girls.
What did you say, Lloyd?
I got some reasons to support Turkey as well.
Okay.
My dad sells turkeys at Christmas and they make great noises.
What does he do? Does he not sell meat the rest of the year round? Just turkeys?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, right, okay.
Does he just run around chasing after birds?
He does, but Mum doesn't know.
Now, we're doing a Radio 1 sweepstake, and I think I've got Italy in that. Is that good, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's a really good draw.
Because I'm reading your column in the Times, Lloyd.
Yeah.
And you're saying that Italy could be one of the winners of the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because they make pasta and pizza.
And you like pasta and pizza?
I do, a lot.
Also, a couple other things about this article I've noticed.
Yeah.
Do you call me, is it Clueless?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. And also, above the picture, it says, Lloyd on his Radio 1 show.
Yeah.
Did you tell them it was your show?
Yeah, I did. I told you were my sidekick.
You've already got that cheesy DJ photo card look going very well with your headphones on and your microphone.
Yeah.
That's been airbrushed, that photo, hasn't it, Lloyd?
No.
It has.
Yeah, so has.
No, it hasn't.
Lloyd, I've got Germany in the sweepstake. Is that good?
Yeah, that's okay.
The one that doesn't speak said that they were really rubbish and I should swap with him.
Who's he got?
Turkey.
Yeah, swap with him, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Turkey are better than Germany?
Yeah, a lot better.
Oh.
All right, good to speak to you, Lloyd.
Okay, then.
You got a girlfriend yet?
No.
Thing is, though, now you've got like your own newspaper column and you're back on Radio 1, by Monday you'll have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I hope so.
You'll have your own wag soon.
Yeah, I'd like that, yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Cheryl Cole.
You have to fight chappers for her.
Join the queue, Lloyd.
No, there's no contest.
Listen, I'd quite like to fight you anyhow, to be honest.
I'd quite like to see you, like a picture of you stumbling out of China White's on a Saturday evening with Cheryl, off of Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
Holding a milkshake or a slush puppy in your hand.
All right, Lloyd, it's good to speak to you again.
Okay, then.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, then.
See ya.
Love ya.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now, a special celebrity edition. Barry
O'Kee. Hello. I'm Barry Chuckle from Chuckle Vision. Barry O'Kee is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry. If you're having name problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Barry ain't one. I got the Rat Patrol on the Dove Patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rat critics say that he's money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with, in your, you'd be celebrating the minute you was having. Unlike critics, you can kiss my hole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. I got beef with radio. If I don't play their show, they don't play my hits, I don't give a. So, Rat Max try and use my black so advertisers can give them more cash for ad sponsors. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Barry has. I'm from rags to riches. I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but Barry ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but the Barry ain't one. If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a Barry ain't one. Hit me. You're crazy for this one, Scott. It's your Barry.
Celebrity Barry Oakey with the legend that is Barry Chuckle. Good was that?
Brilliant.
Never thought I'd hear Barry Chuckle tackle Jay-Z.
No, no.
If you want to be on Barry Oakey, your name's got to be Barry. Fill in the form online. Barry Oakey.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.